I think the daring thing for me is coming on and telling you all these things that I'm doing when I don't have an episode for you. So there's my little nugget for this month's episode of what I am daring to tell you. This is Daring to Tell, the podcast where writers read their true stories of personal daring. Then we talk about writing and life. I am your AWOL host, Michelle Rado.
Nothing's gonna make me brave. Nothing's gonna make me brave. Nothing's gonna make me brave except doing what makes me scared.
Oh my God, it is July. Yes, I am still here. And I have to say, never before have I missed a deadline for this podcast. I've missed having an episode ready, but I have never really missed having an episode out the first week of the month. In fact, I think I've never missed a deadline for anything. I've really been a lifelong prioritizer who was kind of built not just to hit deadlines, but to come in early. Because I never liked being a last-minute person. I am not a last-minute person. I don't like to rush at the last minute. None of that. But clearly, I have blown through my first Thursday of the month, which used to be the first Tuesday of the month, and maybe now I'm being a little more gentle with myself. I'm shooting for the first week of the month, if that's all right with everyone, maybe. So, not as an excuse, but because I am a human with a sense of responsibility to you, I figured I at least want to share an explanation for what I have been doing when I have not been putting out my podcast. And also because it might be something else for you to listen to in the meantime. Okay, so first, I have been mixing episodes for a limited series podcast for KUNC in Northern Colorado called The Colorado Dream. I've done several sound design stints with them now, and I really like still having a toe in the radio world, reminding myself about all the things like hitting show times to get it at exactly 14 minutes and 30 seconds and getting it out on a broadcast deadline and having last minute changes and revisions come in. This time, the series that I've been working on is called Happy Birthday because in the same year that the US has turned 250, Colorado turned 150. So it has been about the origins of the people and the place there. It's very interesting. I always learn something when mixing these shows, and I will put a link for it in the show notes. In between getting those KUNC episodes out, I have also finished a final edit on my next audiobook project. It is the one with baseball coach Keith Madison called Coaching with Purpose. It's about to be sent off to be mastered, and you can stay tuned to hear more about that book once the audiobook is available. In the meantime, if you're looking for a nice gift for any baseball coach in your life, maybe the coach of your kids or someone you know, I cannot recommend this book highly enough. And though it is 100% about baseball, it's also inspirational in a way that really translates to any other field or humanity or aspirational character building. It's really about how to be a person with integrity and character and to be a good role model for others. And while the coach has clearly drawn his inspiration from a deeply spiritual source in his Christian faith, this book is not at all preachy, which is a tough needle to thread, I think, and he does it exceptionally well. The other audiobook project that I will also be sharing more about as it develops is with author and poet Syra Sweet Dumitru, who was also on this podcast at the end of last year with her book called Words Make a Way Through Fire. This is a project that I am so excited about that I just don't even want to say any more about it at this point, but another project that I am also deeply engrossed in at the moment. What about Daring to Tell? You may be wondering amidst all these other projects. Michelle, have you even been working on your own podcast? Yes, I have. And the episode that has been patiently waiting for an edit as we speak is with a writer who is actually, first and foremost, a multi-award-winning photographer. Her name is Felice Boucher. I met Felice through Nina Lichtenstein's Literary Salon. Felice is more than a photographer, too. She was a daughter, and she is a mother, and a Mainer, and also someone living with stage 4 cancer. Someone who, when she decided to start putting pen to paper, could not stop, and has the most compelling voice in her memoir called The Making of a Mechanical Heart. Isn't that just the best title? Aren't you curious to hear more? Well, you will. That was supposed to be my July episode, but then, well, all these other things intervened and it is still waiting, but it will come out very soon. Other projects sitting right behind Felice also include the fact that I am doing another year of judging for this year's Signal Awards, which is really an honor to be a part of. I'm very excited about that. I also have a couple other books on my stack for yet more Daring to Tell episodes, including a novel. I know, a novel. Usually I turn down pitches for fiction, but I got a really compelling one from author Lauren Stevens for her book, which is called All Sorrows Can Be Born, and it is based on a true story of a woman who survived the Hiroshima bombing as a child and who later gives up her son to save her husband. That's just a little teaser, but I'm still in the middle of reading it right now, very much engrossed, and I will be having a conversation with Lauren coming up in the next month or so. Last but not least, if you have listened to my recent episodes, you cannot avoid bumping into Peggy Cook and her memoir called Released. In June, the audiobook of Released was released, recorded and produced right here at my little audiobook production operation I call Flying Pig Audio. And by way of celebration, Peggy and I will be doing a free audiobook talk about the making of Released right here on the mid-coast of Maine. It will be at Curtis Memorial Library in Brunswick, Maine on Saturday, August 8th at 1 p.m. So I warmly invite you to attend if you are in the vicinity. We will talk a little bit about the technical and logistical stuff of recording, what it was like for her never having recorded anything before. I have a few little bloopers up my sleeve to play that should be fun to hear. But also, we're going to talk more about the emotional impact from both reading and listening back to your own story once you've not only written and published it, but then voiced it yourself. It is truly a magical process and one that I do continue to marvel at with every new author who I work with on their audiobooks. Well, that is the majority of my July so far. So much good stuff. And I am just overwhelmed with so many great projects. Overwhelmed, but grateful for it all. Well, as always, I will wrap up my Not an Episode by encouraging you to go to my website. If you haven't, I would love for you to sign up for my newsletter. It is called The Redo. I send it out monthly with little comments and thoughts and follow-ups to the conversations that I have or usually have with authors every month on this podcast. I will send you off with a little song from my husband, Phil Rado. I'm not even sure which one I'm going to pick yet, so I'll be surprised and so will you. Most of all, I thank you, as always, for daring to listen. I'll catch you next time.
I live on the coast, but I can't see the ocean. I keep to myself most of the time. And I try when I can to slow it all down. Slow like a starfish, and slow like the cedar tree grows. And I try not to worry about the answers I may have got wrong. And I live in a house with a big empty barn. Used to hold cows, but not for a while now. And I sing some of my songs there and try to slow myself down. Slow like a fool, slow like forgiveness. I try to fill in the blanks where it's clear something needs to go. A long time goes quickly. It's not really that long at all. It doesn't take much to realize, no matter how fast we run, we still run out of time. And I inhabit this rock, surrounded by matter. I keep to myself most of the time. I watch all the stars that are moving around. Slow like a candle, slow like the darkness. And I realize it's something at least to know what I can't understand. Long time goes quickly. It's not really that long at all. It doesn't take much to realize, no matter how fast we run, we still run out of time.